G'day, Reece Downen here, and welcome to episode 14 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And make sure if you're going to be doing selection, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/indefatigable-video. You can check out the course I offer to help guys prepare for selection. But let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is all about age. All right, I always get a lot of questions around age, i.e. how old is it? Is too old to go for selection? What's the perfect age for selection? Can I do selection being, you know, 20 or 21 or 22, whatever the case may be? All right, so a lot of questions about age. All right, so statistically, average age is probably around 27. I was 27 when I did it. I'd say that's probably the average age, 26, 27, 28. I'm really just guessing here, and I'm going by, you know, a lot of the guys that I know that have got through. You'll get, most guys I know were sort of between that 25 and 30, 32 age bracket. I had a guy in my program that got through a couple of years ago. It was 34. I had a guy on my selection that was 22. I had another guy that was 37. All right, they both got through. The oldest I've heard of, I think, was about 40, 39 or 40, going for Army SF. I think it was a SAS bloke that got through. But yeah, probably the average age is probably around, you know, like I said, 26, 27, 28. The reason why, you know, the mid to late 20s is ideal is, one, you're mentally more mature, right? You've experienced a bit of life. You've probably gone through some tough and shitty times, right? You know what you want. A little bit more self-assured, a little bit more confidence, and you know, to a certain extent, how to play the game, all right? And you're just sort of a little bit more mentally tough, I suppose. Physically, all right, you really start to develop that endurance the closer you get to 30, all right, which is why many endurance athletes are over 30 and into their 40s and even older, right? And selection is an endurance event. All right, you're also less likely to get injured, or a lot of young blokes will get injured in training for selection and going for selection, especially when they're sort of 20, 21. So you really grow into your body as you get a bit older, all right? You can try for selection really at any age. I mean, on the website, they say you're allowed to try up to 55, I think, which is obviously unrealistic. But you know, anywhere from really from 20 to 40, all right? I would say that 20 is probably too young. 22, I would say, would be better. I originally tried out when I was 22. I wasn't ready. It's not saying that you wouldn't be ready at that stage. And I got injured on my first attempt, but mentally I wasn't really there as well and made a lot of mistakes. Ideally, you'd spend a couple of years, I think, in the regular army learning your trade before applying for selection. All right. Although, all right, don't think you have to wait until you're 27. If you're 21, you're in the army now, I don't think you have to wait till 27, and I wouldn't advise doing that, right? As anything could happen in the next 5-6 years, right? You could get injured, relationships happen, you know, you could grow a family, all that kind of stuff, which can sort of distract you from selection. I would just attempt it when you're ready and when you think you're ready. If you've done the prep and you're around that 22 years of age, you know, even if you're 21, you've been in the army for 3 or 4 years, you know, if you're ready, have a crack, all right? On the other end of the scale, I think 40 is probably too old. You'll want to do it earlier than that. You'll probably want to do it by, you know, at least 35. You know, as you get older, you're more likely to accrue more injuries and or be set in your ways, all right? You know, or you don't really want to or like to be treated like shit on selection. You're really, you know, down the other end of the barrel or down the bottom of the barrel when you're on selection, all right? Even, yes, you want to play the game, and that's what you have to do on selection, be prepared for that because, you know, it's just a process. But I found a lot of older guys didn't really like that, all right? No doubt at that age, you could be physically ready for selection. You know, guys in late 30s and 40s, are weapons, right? So you can actually absolutely have the physical ability to do it, you know, pushing 40, but there's other things that come into play there. So I would, and you really want to train smart as well, all right, as you're getting a little bit older, relatively, all right, as you're pushing towards that 40. And I talk with many guys who are looking to get in my program, some of which are in my program that are pushing 40 and they want to do selection now. And every one of them say the same thing, right? And they say that they regretted not doing it earlier, or they may have done it once early and failed, and then they've waited, you know, 10, 15 years to do it again, all right? Give yourself the best chance and do it, you know, when you're in your prime, when you're ready. Okay, so like I said, probably ideally anywhere from sort of 25 to 30 is probably prime, and obviously there's people outside of that, as I just spoke about, anywhere from 22 to really 37 guys that I know. All right, so that's probably the age question covered, but ultimately it will really have to do with, you know, how ready you think you are in your personal circumstances and so forth, all right? So if you've got any questions in regards to that, make sure you reach out. Email me, Reece Operator Reg. Hit me up via my operator Facebook page or Instagram, Reece_Dowden, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. It might take me a little while because I get a few messages, but I'll endeavor to get back to you as soon as I can. All right, so that's it for this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.